you would have dish towels. You could go, you'd get flour sacks, and you'd take those flour sacks, and you'd open them up, hem them, and that made your dish towel.
Okay. Would you ever call them tea towels?
Yeah, some people had tea towels, okay. too. I still... Okay.
What's the difference between a tea towel and...
I can't see that there's any difference.
Is a tea towel fancier?
Well, they are crocheted around or something like that. My mom used to crochet. She had... You'd get sugar and flour in these sacks, see, and then you would fix them up and hand them to somebody.
What would your mother use to cook up bacon or
a skillet.
Okay. Would you ever call it a frying pan?
Yeah, but frying pan or a skillet, okay. And they were always big, heavy ones.
Okay. And in the old days, I mean, I'm sure y'all didn't have electricity.
No.
How did you light the house? How did
you get light? Well, you had coal oil lamps, and then later in years, we had gasoline lamps.
Okay.
And you'd pump these gas lamps, and they had mantles on them. And those mantles, if the bug would hit the mantle, and out go your light.
Now, coal oil is what? Another word for
kerosene.
Kerosene, mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any oil in this area? Do people...
No.
There's no, like, there mm-hmm. is a...
It had to all be brought in from other places.
Okay. Do you remember in the old days if they had a name for a bed that was made up on the floor that wasn't put up on a bed frame? Would they ever call that a pallet?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a name for a big, rough winter blanket that maybe ranchers would have used when they were out working with maybe on a cattle drive mm-hmm. or something? I was wondering if you'd ever heard the word sugan, S-U-G-A-N.
No, I never have.
Okay, that's fine. The thing that you screw into a socket to get electricity to run through it is called a what? Thing you would screw into a electrical socket to make light. This is current term. This isn't an old-time term.
I think he's talking about a light bulb.
Yeah.
I really don't know either what you'd call it.
A light bulb?
Just a light bulb you just screw
fine.
In.
Okay. And the thing that you watch in the evening, you can watch programs on?
Television,
okay.
No. We didn't have those things years
okay.
ago.
Would your mother have worn anything over her clothes when she was cooking?
An apron.
Okay.
And I still do.
Okay. Now, can you remember what maybe your father wore when he was out working on the ranch?
Well, they were overalls and an old shirt and a jacket and whatever, whether it was rainy, why they put on another coat or something.
Okay.
But he always wore overalls.
Always wore overalls.
Uh-huh.
Were those waist overalls or
no,
bib overalls?
No, bib overalls.
Okay.
A lot of people did, but my dad always wore bib overalls.
Okay. And the shirt that he wore, was it made out of denim?
No, whatever they could buy those days. Some was denim, some was other material, just whatever.
Yeah. Did he ever wear like chambray?
Well, that sometime they had them for Sundays. They were a little bit fancier. But I'll tell you, we didn't have stores and things here like we have nowadays, and you had to just take what you could get.
Huh. Okay. You mentioned you wore a coat when it was really cold. Was that like a sheepskin coat?
You didn't have sheepskin. You just have other coats. They were kind of a wool coat or something, whatever
okay.
you could. Sheepskin came in later.
Okay. He wouldn't have ever worn anything like a Mackinaw or anything like
no,
that.
No, they didn't have those days, but later on they did.
Okay. The thing he would have taken out of his back pocket to maybe wipe the sweat off his face.
It'd be a handkerchief.
Okay.
Yeah. They always had red handkerchiefs or blue handkerchiefs.
Okay. Okay. Is that the same thing as a bandana?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would he have worn anything extra in the wintertime, maybe underneath his shirt?
Oh, they wore long underwear.
Okay.
They had legs and arms and all that.
Okay. And what would he have worn? I'm wondering what kind of shoes he would have worn.
Well, they usually had high-top boots that laced or something
okay.
like that.
Didn't wear cowboy boots?
No. My dad never owned a pair of cowboy boots in his life.
Okay. Would they have ever worn gloves when they were
oh,
working?
Oh, you bet. They
what
had
kinds?
To. Well, leather gloves.
Leather gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Would in the wintertime when it was real cold, would they
They'd
ever...
They'd have mittens.
Okay, great. Okay. And what kind of hats?
Well, just whatever they could get cheap. That was it. And in the wintertime, they wore caps.
Caps.
That they could pull down these, and they call those, then they'd have what they called a skull cap, too, that went underneath the cap.
Okay.
That was, they called them skull caps, and they
in
were
the
used
winter,
in wear? The wintertime, and they were black in material, mm-hmm. and you could buy them. They were called skull caps.
He would never wore a cowboy hat, did he?
No, my dad never
would
did.
He ever in the summertime wear a straw hat?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he ever wear suspenders maybe when he was going to?
Sometimes.
Would he have ever called them galluses or would he have called them suspenders?
Suspenders. Okay. I never heard the other word.
Okay. And I was wondering if there's a difference between pants and trousers. Is trousers a fancier term?
That's right.
That's the kind you wore to church maybe on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Did y'all